Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you.
Hey, Nathan with LakeExpo.com, and I'm here with a really exciting interview. I'm here with representatives from Lake Regional Health System and the Mayo Clinic talking about an amazing announcement, actually, that they made today. And we're going to talk about that for a minute and ask a few questions. So you guys just introduce yourselves.
Good morning. My name is Mark Larson. I'm a gastroenterologist and medical director for the Mayo Clinic Care Network.
Great. And?
I'm Kevin McRoberts. I'm the CEO here at Lake Regional Health System.
Very good. Well, Mark and Kevin, thanks for taking a minute to chat with me. Cool. Okay. I just have a few questions. So you guys made a huge announcement today that Lake Regional is joining the Mayo Clinic Care Network. Okay.
Very good.
Mayo Clinic Care Network. And this is, well, actually, let's get one thing right out of the way. This is not an acquisition.
Correct.
This is not. People will want that clarity.
Not an acquisition, not a partnership, not a merger of any type, not technically even an affiliation. It's just an opportunity for two organizations to work together to care for patients.
Great, great. That's good, because I think that people automatically think that when they see, especially a really big nationally known brand being announced at a little place like Lake of the Ozarks, they think, oh, acquisition. So that's not what this is. This is an opportunity to connect Lake Regional to a massive sort of set of resources, basically. Is that the right way to say that?
Correct. And it connects our physicians to the Mayo Clinic physicians. I believe, Dr. Larson, if I'm not mistaken, you guys have over 9,000 physicians?
I'm not sure the exact number, but it's at least over 6,000 at three different sites and about 82,000 employees. So it's a very large organization, all dedicated to healthcare.
So it allows our physicians to connect to the Mayo Clinic physicians, their resources, their knowledge, their experience. And so as our patients come, local patients and patients from the region to seek care here, it allows us to tap into that depth and breadth of knowledge that Mayo Clinic brings to the table.
What is that, tapping into that? Like, what will that practically look like in terms of Lake Regional staff and health experts accessing those resources? What does that actually look like?
So an example would be an electronic consultation, or we call it an e-consult. So Lake Regional has tremendous physicians, but they can't possibly know it all. So there may be a rare, unusual condition, something they haven't seen before. They'd love to be able to gain expertise from someone who sees this all the time. So there most likely is an expert at the Mayo Clinic whose focus is their career, their clinical practice on that specific condition. So now a Lake Regional provider can connect with a Mayo provider and say, I have a patient with the following condition or concern. What would you do? What advice would you give on how to care for or treat that patient? Mm-hmm. So being able to work together, collaborate is what this is all about.
Yeah, just improves the depth of sort of wisdom, I guess, collectively.
Yeah, it expands the bench. So, for example, Lake Regional now has 6,000 colleagues or teammates working together to help them care for patients right here.
That's cool. That's really cool. So Mayo is a really big name.
It is.
How did a big name like Mayo get connected with our little community at Lake of the Ozarks?
Well, I will tell you, Lake Regional is an amazing health system. And I think if I could brag for a second, we're probably one of the best kept secrets in the state of Missouri. But we're always looking to improve, and we're always looking to strive for excellence in delivering high-quality health care. And so as we've been on our quality journey, we wanted to emulate and reach out to the best, and that led us to Mayo Clinic. And so as we started talking to Mayo Clinic, we learned very quickly that they have programs and services that could help us on our quality journey. And over the course of that time, we were able to get to know the folks at Mayo Clinic, work with them very closely, align. Our cultures are very similar and very aligned. And because of that, it seemed like a very natural relationship and henceforth led us to where we're at today to make this announcement that we've been invited to be part of a very unique, select group of hospitals across the world.
And it is pretty unique and select. I heard you talking about that earlier. There's how many approximately hospitals that are even
connected? Approximately 38 hospitals domestically and 11 internationally.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's a very elite group.
It
that's
is.
Pretty cool.
And I think that's what we really want. We want to get the message out to let people know that Lake Regional here at the Lake of the Ozarks You know, one of the things we ask ourselves as we went on this journey is why not here? Why not Lake of the Ozarks? And as you mentioned earlier, as we were discussing about the fact that the lake is a destination community, Lake Regional can be a destination healthcare provider as well. People come here, they vacation here, they move here, and we want them to have the confidence and the trust that there's a healthcare system here that can provide for them in their time of need.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that adds a lot of, people want confidence, right? Mm-hmm. When they go to get medical care, they want to know that they're getting, well, everybody wants the best, right? And I mean, just as a person who's not in medicine at all, I know that whenever I have a family member or a friend who's got some really strange situation they've been dealing with, it always sort of ends with like, we're going to Mayo. Like, that's what I feel like in my world, that is like, we took it to the top. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really cool that folks who are either live at the lake and they're in the lake area or in Missouri, like you're saying, I mean, destinationally, if you want, I don't know, is it right to call it Mayo level care, but at least access to Mayo level wisdom and expertise, then this is a place to come for that.
I think your point's right on. Being able to share knowledge and expertise, we can collaborate bi-directionally. We learn from providers wherever they are, mm-hmm. how they care for patients. Your providers in this area know their patients best. They know their unique needs, their family structure, their socioeconomic situation. They know their patients best. But healthcare is complex.
Right.
And so to get that specific treatment plan for a cancer or a heart condition might be something where we all need a little help, knowledge, expertise to care for the most complex patient. That's what this relationship can offer.
So I imagine a patient at Lake Regional having a new level of confidence if they're able to sort of know that, hey, my doctor has access to the place that if nobody else could figure this out, I'd end up saying, we're going to just have to take this to Mayo. Well, now the doctor I've got here can take it to Mayo, basically, right?
That's correct.
Go to the Mayo physicians and knowledge, sort of, I don't say knowledge base, but like base of experience and expertise. No, how many physicians, you name that number again?
It's over 6,000.
Yeah.
So it's a really large system, but that allows us to specialize and subspecialize in specific, unusual, or rare conditions. So that level of expertise can really complement the exceptional physician care they have here at Lake Regional. But you need that sometimes, like you said, for that rare, unusual condition. Mm-hmm. You need that differentiated level of expertise to really care for that patient with a really challenging medical condition.
Yeah. You want to add anything to that?
No, I just add to it that one of the things I mentioned earlier about culture and our alignment of culture is that we both keep the patient at the center of everything we do. And that's extremely important for your viewers and people to understand and know is we make decisions every day about what's best for our patients in the best interest of our patients. And we even look at it from the standpoint of would we take our family member there? Would we put our family member in that position with that provider or with that organization? And so this is something that is unbelievably exciting for us because, again, as Dr. Larson alluded to, it's not just the fact that we have amazing medical staff here in this community, but we have access to such a depth and breadth of knowledge that collectively potentiates the care that can be delivered in this community.
That's great. Two other quick things. One, are there any, they don't have to be, but are there any key areas where you go, man, this is an area where we have so much wanted help, maybe it's cardiology or oncology or something. Are there any key areas that you think are you've really been seeking a kind of depth that Mayo can provide? I know it's all of them, but
yeah, you're right. It really is across the board. It's the full gamut of services, etc. You know, Lake Regional is we are designated by the state of Missouri in stroke, STEMI, which is heart attack, and trauma center. We're the only one between Columbia and Springfield, Missouri, that can claim that designation, and so we're very proud of those programs, but. One thing when you look at cancer and you look at how rapidly cancer is changing, the treatment plans and the medications or drugs coming out for cancer, it's going to be very, very, very nice to have that relationship with Mayo Clinic. Clinical trials, tumor boards, where we get physicians and physicians collaborating together on what's the best treatment. I think Dr. Ross alluded to that earlier about a cancer patient who may need surgery. Those are things that, hey, before you cut, we can try to get a second opinion, make sure we're doing the right thing.
That's great. One other quick one is, I don't know the answer to this one. So why should employees, Lake Regional is the one of the largest employers in the Lake area. So why should employees in particular be excited? I don't know if there's training or they're just the connection level. Why should employees at Lake Regional or people seek to become employees now that this relationship has been established?
I'll jump in. There's not only access to medical knowledge, but also to administrative knowledge, nursing knowledge, best practices in all areas. So whatever Lake Regional wants to ask Mayo Clinic about, whether it's a protocol for care, whether it's a protocol in the business department, whether it's a revenue supply issue, they can tap into anyone at Mayo Clinic who's a subject matter expert to help them with their administrative or nursing or any area. So we're a large institution. To be able to share that knowledge with Lake Regional, we hope will really lift the Lake Regional team to do whatever they want to do, accomplish whatever they want to accomplish.
And it's not only an investment in our patients, as we've talked about, it's an investment in our employees. It's giving them tools and the confidence that they work for an organization that's going to invest and make sure that we bring the best and the brightest here. This is an exciting day for Lake Regional.
Sure is. Well, thank you guys so much for sitting down. This is indeed an exciting day.
And thank you.
And I think the Lake community and really Missouri, people who visit the Lake outside of Missouri, really, because a lot of people come here from outside the state are going to benefit from this relationship. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate it.